And today we are going to continue on with Senate Bill 27. Senator Donnelly just joined us. Members will recall we left Senate Bill 27. We have a motion to adopt Amendment Number 1. The motion was never acted on. I am going to request of Senator Wilkins to remove his motion on Amendment Number 1 and make a motion to adopt Amendment Number 2.
Chairman, I would ask that the Amendment Number 1 be removed, and in its place I would move Amendment Number 2.
Okay, and as a matter of explanation, Amendment Number 2 is the same language in a different section of statute. Amendment Number 1 was brought to our attention, amends the section within DFIS on release of records, and the records would be released from them instead of the school district. So we are the right idea, the wrong section of statute. So Amendment Number 2 directs it to the school districts. Senator Phillips is joining us. Senator Adams.
Regards to the amendment, may we have somebody from the department?
Sure, certainly. I just wanted to make the explanation on why we were removing Amendment Number 1. So with that, we'll before we go to adopting the amendment, we will hear from, do we have somebody from the department, from education? All right. Let's just go with who signed up. Mr. Sear?
I know, traded the hot water for the cold water.
Senator Lehman, do you questions, Mr. Sear? There appear to be none. Thank you, sir. Next we have George Burright, I guess. Senator Adams, do you have a question?
No, that's fine. That's all I need, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Is there a question, George? Appear to be none. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone
Okay, we have a motion before us to adopt amendment number two. Senator Wilkins?
Mr. Chairman, on line 17, I would just suggest that we remove the word bull and put in bill. Let me put that in there just to make sure we were reading that. Other than that, I don't have any objection.
Could I have my staff stand up and turn really red? Luckily, that isn't incorporated in the amendment. So. Senator Lehman.
Sir, the title may be adequate as is, but I just note that new amendment 2 doesn't have a title change, and if that's the intent, that may be fine, but otherwise we may want to just have a technical amendment that says in title change to accompany the amendment. That relates to school records, and if that relates to school records, it may be adequate.
Senator Lehman, this was drafted by whoever drafted the bill. We did retype it to add in AS 1181-900, but it did go through drafting all but that one particular section of it. But I will, we can certainly make that amendment to amendment number two to give the drafter.
I don't know that it's necessary.
I understand, but we can go ahead and incorporate it as a friendly amendment to amendment number two, that if the drafter needs to change the title, that we'll give him the latitude to do that. Okay, is there other discussion on the amendment? Is there objection to amendment number two? Hearing none, amendment number two passes. That brings back before us the amended version of Senate Bill 27. Is there anyone that wishes to testify on the amended version of the bill? Okay, anyone on the comments of the committee? Senator Lehman, a motion, please.
I'm up, sir. I move that the Finance Committee report.
And they are zero fiscal votes. So is there objection to moving the bill from committee? Hearing none, Senate Bill 27 moves from the committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes. Did we get our moderator? Yeah, okay. Next, we'll go to Senate Bill 51, licensing of cosmetologists. Go ahead and introduce yourself for the record and give us the sponsor's testimony.
For the record, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Finance Committee. My name is Doug Bales, and I'm the Committee 8 for the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee. The Community and Regional Affairs Committee introduced Senate Bill 51, and it was replaced with the Government Commerce Committee. What the bill essentially does is it links that it's mostly due to the replacement of the word cosmetology with aesthetic, which tries to make this conform to more other states and clearer to other cosmetologists or aestheticians from other states who are coming to Alaska to apply for special license here. Their training for licensure. The class is now narrowly defined in this bill and is titled down to a 12-hour health and safety class. We also create a new license, a new instructor's license that covers practitioners as well as instructors. So if you are an instructor, you no longer need to be a practitioner license as well. If you're an instructor, you obviously can practice in the field that you can instruct in. It also creates a temporary permit for persons who are applied for licenses to practice a profession in another state. So if you practice in another state, you can temporarily practice in Alaska until your testing date has taken place, and then you can practice in another state. And lastly, it removes the shaving requirement from the statute since it is no longer possible. I'd be glad to answer further questions. I know a board member from an Anchorage, Roslyn Weiss, is trying to be online.
Well, we all did. We didn't know a conference committee was coming up yesterday. Senator Phillips, you have a question?
Yeah, just on the fiscal note, if you can answer it. The first fiscal note, is that
$3,800, is that coming out of the group itself, or is that the straight GF dollars?
Yeah. The question was...
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, okay. Kathy can answer it.
Okay, other questions? Oh, okay, go ahead.
Okay, Kathy, just to restate it again, the first fiscal note is $3,800. We got two fiscals. One is fiscal note number two, which the group itself pays for the licensing. And then you have a $3,800 for publication. Who pays for that?
Normal practice that regulations and the adoption thereof, the costs are passed on to the licensees. If we were to do that, then we would increase your fiscal note from 16.4 to the 3.8. Is that
correct? And then you would indicate that there's a funded marriage.
Senator Phillips, you want to make a motion to do that?
Yeah, whatever time you think is appropriate. Let's
do it while we're on it right now. Go ahead.
I have one more question.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Too bad DEC is. Well, maybe. Is DEC here, first of all, before I.
Go ahead.
Harpoon in it. Okay. All right, it was too bad that DEC is not here because I really wanted a question there, $3,800. But, Mr. Chairman, I'll move that the fiscal note. $3,800 as proposed by DEC will be included in the fiscal number two as interagency receipts and a possibility of RFA to that agency itself.
Okay, we would, my understanding of this, we would still leave the fiscal note with DEC for $3.8 million. We'll just show it as interagency receipt, and then we will increase the department. Occupational licensing by the same amount with the same notation that it's the RSA to environmental health.
And that total amount would be $20,200.
Is there objection?
I'm
Senator Green.
Okay, in the, so that I can understand, on the fiscal note from OC licensing, or they refer to approximately 295 manicure pedicure salons licensed to do business. And then they've doubled it to 590 because most would have two. And back here on the DEC backup, they refer to thousands of these types of businesses. are they referring to manicure, pedicure salon, and beauty salons, and any other person who has any revision in this bill?
Senator, I am not sure. I would be surprised if there were thousands of manicure shops, because we don't license them. We're not exactly sure, and I just don't know if I could license with my best guess. Might not be that accurate. But we do certainly have a large number of hairdresser shops. I guess I'd just say that I don't know how they arrived at that figure.
I would say that that number is high, and that that could be adjusted downward.
Other questions? We have a motion before us to change the fiscal note. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection to us changing the fiscal note or to the motion itself? Hearing none, then amendment, we'll call that amendment number one, passes. Senator Lehman?
Chairman, I just have two quick ones. And one, Catherine, perhaps you can answer. Although I understand the DEC, it may be appropriate for them, but in the Labor and Commerce Committee, I believe you said that DEC, the bill requires DEC to inspect the shop when it first opens, but on transfer, if the business changes hands, it's not required to do so. And when municipalities are involved, more frequent health inspections are occurring. I'm paraphrasing what is represented to have been your statement. I don't recall that I was there that day, so I don't recall hearing it directly, but is that really what happens?
Mr. Senator, yes, that's my impression of what really happens, that there isn't actually a law that specifies how many times the EC needs to inspect. That's my direction to that. My understanding of what they needed to do if they have fewer resources is reduce themselves to inspecting when the shop first opens, like you said, and probably not when it changes hands any longer. If they get complaints from citizens, my understanding is that they possibly do inspect. You know, it's not possible for reason, but other than that, they're just doing it in the shop first opens.
Mr. Chairman, I just have one other comment. That is, in the bill, we're using aesthetics, and yet in the title, the first line, we change the word cosmetologist. And if it's our intent to, throughout, change this word to estheticians or aesthetics, we probably should change it in the title. That's just a minor technical number, but if I'm reading this correctly, we probably should.
Okay, Senator Lehman, we'll check with the drafters. It certainly seems reasonable. And just for, other questions of the sponsor or their department? Do we have our person on telecom? She's not there. Is your person in Anchorage going to, when were they going to show up? Yeah, any idea?
She did not, Mr. Chairman, she did not understand that it was at this time. I know she extended her testimony was that she had relayed to me that she would prefer that the manager's license be on a 12-hour class and she wanted to be satisfied about that part of the bill.
Okay, good.
Senator Phillips.
So she's not going to be available at all today.
She's on her way there. Is that okay? Let's go ahead. Since she's making the effort to come to the LIO, let's move this to the bottom of her calendar, and then we will listen to her testimony. Mr. Reardon, are you going to stay here? So we might have more questions on this training portion. Okay. All right. So let's just move this to the bottom of our calendar for today and go to. We'll go to House Bill 77, the Joint Armed Services Committee. We did have hearings on Senate Bill 55, the companion bill. We were discussing the fiscal note on that particular bill and how to approach that. And in between time the House bill made it across. So, Mr. Sullivan, if you'll introduce yourself for the record and give us the sponsor's statement, that would be fine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Casey Sullivan. I'm legislative agency representative of the county. She apologized. She's not here today.
Okay. Question, Senator Lehman.
Chairman, JC, there are a couple of things that I see that are different between the House bill and the Senate bill. One is the transition that we had in our Section 3 for the existing jointly and military bases, but I don't see that same similar transition section in your version. And the other was power and duty number one, which was review and encourage state policies regarding the military.
Okay. Other questions of sponsors? And those are the only three changes that the difference between the two bills? Is that, okay. Okay, there appear to be no more questions. Thank you, Mr. Sullivan. Next, we have Chris Nelson signed up. Mr. Nelson, you join us and identify yourself for the record and go ahead with your testimony.
Frankly, a legislature in the future 10 years from now.
questions of Mr. Nelson? There appear to be none. Thank you, sir. The fiscal, is there other general comments for other people to testify on this bill? Yeah, I'll just bring to the members' attention the fiscal note was prepared by the House Finance Committee. Basically, it shows that this committee would have about $18,000 in expenses, and their fiscal note is zero because these items are in the legislature's 2000 request. Senator Green.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I have a great deal of trouble with the way this is funded, and I think if we're going to have a permanent interim committee or whatever we're calling this, that it should stand on its own, and its funding should come in the regular method, and it should be subject to all the overview that everything else is.
Senator Green, I believe what they've done is, I don't disagree with that, but they're saying that basically that the legislature has this request before them, and in the legislative budget that's coming before us to operate. So I guess there's two chances that it's not funded through this, and if we take it out in 00, we just don't have any money. Is that a correct? Senator Adams.
Also, the $18,000 will be debated in subcommittee that has a legislative budget that covers committees, so we'll have that chance.
Yes, that's,
there.
That was my point. It's, this one here, is if it falls out in the legislative budget, and the 00 request, then there's no money to fund this program. Other discussion? Is there, what's the will of the committee? Senator Wilkins.
Chairman, I move HB 77 be reported out of the committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Zero fiscal note. Is there objection to moving HB 77 from committee? Seeing none, we will report this out with individual recommendations and accompany zero fiscal note. Okay, that brings us back to Senate Bill 51.
Somebody move the bill. Move it.
Lauren. Okay, Mrs. Reardon, will you join us back up here? And do you? Apparently the problem is the training is not enough, 12 hours of training. Do you have a comment on that?
Most of the time, views are identical, but it's not always. And
Commander Adams.
What's the number of hours you need in this course, and maybe in the state of Washington or Oregon?
Other questions? So you said the board is meeting on Monday? Okay. Is there a companion bill in the House? Okay. I think I'll hold this bill until after the board meets and give them an opportunity to bring forward their objections. They were around for teleconference yesterday, and by no fault of anybody, we had to cancel that teleconference, and I do want to give them the opportunity to remark, to put their comments on record. So, Senator Phillips.
On Monday, here or where? What time?
Well, we won't bring it back up until possibly next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, as we have other, our calendars full of other events next week. But I think it's just, since there's not a House companion bill, this is the last committee for a hearing, I'd like to offer them the opportunity to have that hearing and bring put their comments on record. So thank you, Mrs. Reardon. Tomorrow, we have, tomorrow, Thursday.
Monday.
We're going to try to have a CS for Senate Bill 101, the disaster bill. I'm going to schedule that first. Then we will go to Senate Bill 11, which is prison time credits for murderers, and Senate Bill 24, the regulation review, which I will say has the record for fiscal notes. There's 46 of them now. So I'm redrafting that bill to take away a few of those fiscal notes and try to focus it a little bit more on just a few agencies. So we may not get the 24 if I do not get the CS, but it's currently being drafted, so we'll see where we're at on that.
Agencies loving this bill, yeah.
They apparently have a few comments. Senator Wilkins.
Just for scheduling purposes, I'll be in Fairbanks on Friday for personal business.
Okay, is it, and Senator Adams, you're gone. You're gone. I think Senator Donnelly is gone. I don't believe that we'll have finance on Friday as it sits right now. We don't have any bills previously heard that I want to bring up. If we had a quorum, we might work back on the disaster relief one, but I think Senator Adams will have some comment on that, and it wouldn't be fair to bring that up when he's out here. So. We probably will not have finance on Friday. You agree, Senator Parnell? Yeah. Okay. Anything else come for the committee? Well, he may want to do something.
we can cancel
hear
it on Friday.
Yeah.
We're not going to cancel it yet.
No, we're not canceling it yet. But. Okay, with that, Senate Finance will stand in adjournment.